In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Just few minutes meditating in one word from the Lord's Prayer that the disciples asked the Lord to teach them. They said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father. We want to meditate only on this word, Our Father. The relationship between the Lord and His creation, whom we are, He decided not to put it in the shape of master and slaves, or a powerful and weak people, or a creator and creation, or a lord and worshippers to him. But rather than that, he puts it as a father and his children. He is our Father. Yes, He created us out of love because He loved us from the very beginning. And the reason that He created us is not to worship Him, but to share with Him not only the life on the world, but also the eternal life. And this was from the very beginning, before everything was created. The Lord loved us so much. He loves me and He created me. And not only that, He created me on His likeness and wanted us to be in this shape. He created me to liken Him, to have as He has. He created me having a mind to think, a heart to feel, a tongue to speak, and a soul to live forever. خلقنا على شبهه كمثاله على صورته, unlike His image and His likeness. And He tried to give me everything. And when I disobeyed His commandments, because He is my Father, He did not leave me alone. Although it was my fault, and I could have been mourned His my problem, but He bore it to Himself. He took it to Himself, and He managed the salvation. And He prepared the whole world, thousands of years, from the moment of my sin until the moment of His salvation. He came, He took my flesh, He saved me. He created me and He saved me. Not only that, but after the salvation, I must live according to His commandments, witnessing His salvation, accepting His Redeemer, His redemption. But I still disobey Him. But He still keeps His love to me. He is still opening His arms to me on the cross, and he is ready to accept me and to forgive my sins. Whenever I repent, whenever I confess my iniquities, he is ready to dry my tears and to take me in his bosom. What shall I ask him more? What shall I expect from his love more? That's why in the beginning he said, when you pray, say, Our Father. How many times in the day we say, Our Father? And how many times we feel that he is really our Father? The only comment that the Lord commented today about the Lord's Prayer, he said, ask and you will be given. Ask and you will be given. I am ready to give you. I am ready to let you find. Knock and I am ready to open to you. Then what is my duty? Today we spoke about his fatherhood. Next week, inshallah, we may speak about our sonship to him. What should we do? Glory be to God forever. Amen.